Welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. This is session 13. I'm reviewing some of the things that have happened in 2020, sharing my journals. In this sort of unprecedented shifting and shaking that's going on around the world, is some of the things that God said, some of the things that God did, some of the things he showed me, and what does that mean going forward for us so we can embrace our sonship and begin to bring the changes of the kingdom of God coming into the earth as it is in heaven. So I'm going to continue sharing from 2020's 18th of June. Son, today we desire to draw you deeper into our desire so you can dwell permanently within the creative place of our heart. The cradle of life is the birthing place of our thoughts. Come through the Garden of Eden, through the Golden Gates, into the Garden of our heart. We will enable you to see in the light that is just the cradle of life, the creative birthplace of all things. And it was quite bright and took me a while to get used to being there. I could see, but I could not really see. It was still too much for my mind. My consciousness still needs to be expanded beyond my current capacity. And sometimes you just have an experience of God. You engage him and it just blows your mind. It just expands beyond your capability to cognitively understand. But it doesn't mean that what you're experiencing is not valid and won't have future unveiling and revealing. Sometimes you experience things that are later unveiled as you progress in the journey. The light enveloped me and it felt like I was being wrapped in the beautiful light and love of creative thought. I could, in this sort of chrysalis of transformation, and that's what it felt like, I was being wrapped, my consciousness was changing. So it felt like I was aware of mysteries that I was never aware of before, even knew existed. And I think this was to do with creation, how we brood, how we create, how we engage, how that gets transformed into the chamber of creation, how light responds to our thoughts, to our action, to our sound, to our frequency. But this is all very new for me. Although over the years, I've encountered many different aspects of how you choose realities, and from a deconstructed and transformed mind, this is going beyond into a much more connection to how God does it as a father. The mysteries were no longer hidden, and as this process continued, they became knowledge to my spirit, even if not yet to my soul. That amazing light was being woven into the fabric of my being. It was light that has been everywhere and seen everything, and it was as if all history was now contained within my consciousness. Because if you have within you omniscience, then it doesn't mean that you're necessarily omniscient, but it means you have access to omniscient knowledge whenever you need it. And God gives you what you need to know, not necessarily everything. It was like a movie of the ages was playing within my mind, reminding me not just of the facts and events, but how the Father was working within them. And I could begin to see that God's hand, God's fingerprints are on the whole of history. I could see how the Father was rewriting the narrative of every event in every person to enable the love story to continue. And this is God's desire, love, relationship. He doesn't want to manipulate history for some nefarious means. It's so that we could enter into a love relationship. There were constant revisions and new beginnings throughout history that are the fingerprints of God in all people and all history. Limitless grace and mercy expressed over and over throughout all time and space, bringing inclusion and reconciliation to ensure relationship. Relationship is the creative spark, the common theme, and the thread that runs throughout all time and connects time with eternity. The deepest desires for the face-to-face innocence of a love relationship is the pure essence of the narrative, the story, the true spark of all that's behind the whole creative process. Love relationship is behind everything that God does. Unconditional love is what motivates him. The brooding frequency is vibrating to this creative rhythm, producing the sound that moves and energizes the light to form those desires into reality. And this is I guess what I was seeing was how God creates his thinking out of his heart to release that into actuality. Son, if you are to be like we are, as I am that I am, you must learn to dwell here deep within our heart, as this is how and where the convergence of the eternal now and what will be is framed and formed. See, when everything is now, it's very difficult to do something new because it's all now, if you see what I mean. So God operates transcendently within that place where everything's good, everything is wonderful, everything is now, the end and the beginning are good. But in time, he operates within quanta, small packages of time, moments within all of us. And he relates to those moments and he connects to those moments. And within those moments, that is where time and the eternal now converge in an outworking of his heart's desire. Son, all the other heavenly realms, places, courts, thrones, councils, houses that you've experienced began here in the cradle of all life and existence. This place was always designed for our children to abide, so that they can be like us, ascended fathers, moved and motivated by love's light, relationally expressed. Son, now you know even more the depth of our desire for the restoration of all things and why it is inevitable. Then I had an encounter with the group of Bencher 7 in Restoration Government. This was the 24th of June. And I'm sharing this as I shared it with those people who I was engaging with. As we engage, and when we engage together. We engage in unity of heart, mind and purpose. We may do different things within that engagement, but we're all operating in oneness. As we engaged, I felt disconnected, as if I was on the outside looking in at what was being legislated into, because there was a lot of legislation going on around changing things in the world and dealing with some of the conflicts that are going on. But I was not. I wasn't outside. I was just feeling the deep emotional pain of the division and separation that Christianity has been responsible for. Because we have to own that how the world is because of how we are. And this has been throughout history, that the church, as the light of the world, the city on a hill, has demonstrated something which actually has caused the division in the world. The world models the church after the church. I was overwhelmed by the emotions I was feeling and deeply moved by what I was experiencing of the Father's heart. Because his heart is for oneness. And whenever you see disunity, conflict, competition, it grieves his heart. Now, we can blame ideologies and isms for the agendas that we're facing in the world, but in reality, those things are all found within what we call the body of Christ. We've torn his body asunder with our denominating and segregating through our beliefs and doctrines, and we have empowered the division that's in the world. I saw and felt the Father's heart breaking for his children as he lives within every quanta of time, space, never ever separated, but feeling our pain and empathizing with all our emotions. I felt shame. This is why I felt so disconnected in this engagement. I felt shame for the fact that Christianity as a religion and institution has been used to excuse racism, slavery, apartheid, poverty, gender inequality, empire building, and all the other injustices that have been validated by the twisting of some Bible passage or another. And you can find in all of these things, people use the Bible to give them an excuse for what they're doing. We need to take ownership for the state of the world that we're living in and renounce the division, competitiveness, conflicts and tribalism we've created that have authorized the world systems to function. We've abandoned creation into the hands of the enemy's global control systems, and we need to take responsibility to end these injustices. I wept and cried for the restoration of all things and creation's freedom from its bondage to corruption, and reiterated the cry that we'd made before. We are here for you. As the sons of God, we are here for creation, the whole of creation, not just people, but all of it. That includes all of the beings, all of the dimensions, all of the created things, which we often see as inanimate, but contain the life of God within them. We are here for you. June the 29th. Son, be one with our heart in the cradle of life, motivated and directed by the oracles you've experienced and embraced. Join with us. You become one spirit with us as we become one spirit within you. And this joining is so important, this intimacy, this heart-to-heart connection. You are I am that I am within us, as we are I am that I am within you. This is another stage of ascension revealed by your last Firestone engagement. Now, the Firestone engagements for me have been springboards to change and transformation. Even though they were sort of mostly non-cognitive experiences, but somewhat deeply profound and overwhelming experiences, they set me on a path that takes me into change and transformation over sometimes the next couple of years. We have been drawing you here through the encounters you have experienced, preparation for the global shift you're now participating in. And as I said before, 2017, God started to tell me to get ready for 2020. Being truly one spirit, soul and body, with all your gateways and energy gates balanced, aligned and energized, has opened this realm of being as a new state of consciousness. Son, as you are at rest, resonating with love, joy and peace, brooding over creation, the chamber of creation is responding to your voice. As you feel our heart, know our mind, and the quantum lumens of living grace dance creation's dance. Son, this is how reality is framed and comes into existence as the eternal now and time converge. Union, covenant, peacemaker will partner with limitless hope and love so that family can open the windows from the eternal now and time. These angelic orders are at the disposal of our sons who are moved by the restoration of all things. You have been given a mandate to turn those in darkness to the light of their creative purpose. Begin with the benches of division, competitiveness, warmonger, before you engage tribalism. So I began to brood over them within the cradle of life, feeling how the Father feels and knowing the vast sum of his thoughts towards them. It begins to change how you feel towards creation when you feel the Father's heart, when it begins to move you, when you come into the knowledge of his heart. My whole being started to convulse with the sound of their creation, and I began to be consumed with passion for their restoration. You can't do these things if it's just duty or obligation. You must be moved with deep compassion. My thoughts and emotions became a deep groan that echoed as the sound of many waters within the chamber of creation, and the living light grace beings danced, energized and activated. Now what I found is when you engage in the cradle of life and you begin to resonate and you begin to vibrate and you begin to create a sound, that sound engages the sound of many waters, the voice of God at the waterfall. The chamber behind the waterfall begins to amplify that sound, it echoes, and the chamber of creation is then energized with that sound, which then living light, grace beings, quantum lumens, begin to be energized and activated. I absorb the light into my being, which activate and energize me. I saw what would be months of engagements become focused into one concentrated moment as I chose that reality and the quantum wave function began to collapse. Now, what I was doing by resonating and coming into alignment with the heart of God and brooding, vibrating, was I was realizing that to change and to see a whole area of fallen ones and those who were benches within that system begin to be transformed, it would take months of engagement. And I was looking for, and some of the understanding, the quantum, understanding transcendence and immanence had brought me to the point where I could see that this could be done in a different way than I would have done it, which would have been to have engagements over months in physical real time. So I saw that within every moment, there is all moments. So I began to see how that reality to change and transform those beings from darkness into light could take place within that moment. As the light streamed into reality, I issued the call of hope to division, and the angelic orders surrounded me with the cloak of mystery, the dark cloud. The three generals of division were drawn into the dark cloud, safe and shielded from darkness. I was moved by compassion and began to release the frequency of hope for Union, who they were once with. They were first to speak. Why have you called us here? I responded, I am tasked with your restoration and I offer you freedom. We once thought that was impossible, but now we're drawn here, but we are divided amongst ourselves. I choose to forgive you for all the division within creation that you have been responsible for, and I offer you hope. I felt their confusion and their feelings of separation. How can this be? We believe that we are to be eternally separated. I showed them my union with God as I opened my heart to them and overshadowed them with my light. I released the light of truth that I had absorbed to show them the integrity of our union as a seven. I drew one of them aside and focused all my energy on it, penetrating the layers of darkness and deception. One by one, I answered every question, fear, and obstacle that was brought up in that concentrated moment. I now realize that the brooding and groaning had influenced time within the dark cloud as the creative light was living energy. The light of love that I was as a son brought that moment to a conclusion, and the offer of restoration back into union was accepted. As I watched, I saw bursting forth from that distorted, divisive shell come a being of amazing beauty. I turned to look at Union behind me as I saw tears of joy, but I also noticed how majestic this being truly is. That was a moment of pure bliss as the two beings embraced and union was complete. I then went individually to the other two divisive beings and repeated the process in a similar fashion, but with the same awesome result, restored union. I started to engage around these issues, but I'm not sure that this is my mandate fully. I agreed, and I believe others need to engage to understand those strategies and help us deal with the division globally and cosmically. This is not going to just happen unless we come to a union and oneness of heart and mind and purpose. Dividing, separating, and denominating based on beliefs, racism, gender, inequality, class, wealth, geography, skin color, disability, education, sexuality, world status, etc. None of that we can allow to continue within us and within those groups that we're connected to, so that we can begin to release light that the world can see. June the 30th. Sun, everything is a convergence and a fractal that is designed to balance and align with who we are. Everything is within us and we are within everything. Therefore, you are gods within God. And Jesus called us gods, little g. You are priests, kings, oracles and legislators within Yod, He, Vav, He, as you are the faces of God within the four faces of God. You are within the eternal now, and the eternal now is within you, as you are the convergence of time and eternity. You are a garden designed to dwell within a garden, within a garden, within a garden, as sons, both created and creating. Son, as you learn to brood within the cradle of life, it is also brooding within you as a resonant frequency, creating a resonant frequency. I began to see fractal patterns in everything. That yes, I have a garden within my heart that God can indwell in with me. And I can dwell within his garden, and I can dwell within the garden of his heart. And all of these things are fractally expressed, and you begin to see the bigger picture when you look at the smaller picture and see it's part of a whole. Son, as you groan, you answer a groan being both sound and light, so arise and shine, pulsating to the rhythm of our heart. Son, just as you have the Merkaba and the Sephiroth within you, so you are within them, a fractal and a convergence. Son, the shift is here. You have moved from one to many, from individual to corporate, and your authority has increased exponentially. Your mandate in government is creation, with a specific emphasis on the fallen ones and the fallen dimensions and their restoration. Now that's me. I believe all of us will have a part to play in the restoration of all things, and a part to play in creation and how we're to interact with that. But we all need to seek individually and don't try and press in for something that you may not be mature enough to handle, but be open for the thing that God brings you into. As you have your eternal consciousness and your mind's consciousness engage with your spirit's consciousness, you begin to connect to creation in a different way. You've shifted from a local to a global focus. That must also take place within the Engaging God program. Son, you must shift from advanced mentoring groups to restoration government ascension groups with a global and cosmic focus. And that's what I'm doing right now in preparation for, in the autumn, starting groups to actually do governmental ascensions. Son, mobilize the sons to arise and shine in identity and position and answer creation's groaning. Son, continue to add sessions of fresh revelation to the Engaging God program and create a member module for others' revelation. So I know some of you out there have got amazing revelation that if you are willing to do a session of teaching, then we could add it to the Engaging God program. Include sessions on the Cloak of Mystery, Dark Cloud, Cradle of Life, Quantum Lumens, the Chamber of Creation as your revelation and experience increases. So I began to brood over competition and covenant within the Cradle of Life, the other two orders of fallen angelic beings which are creating that within the earth. I began to resonate with the rational creative intention and feel the direct effects of division that have promoted competition globally and cosmically. These things work together. They're a cycle, a vicious cycle, a circle. As I began to rhythmically pulsate, the chamber of creation began to amplify the frequency and the quantum lumens began to energize as the chamber of creation was connected to the sound of many waters that I was producing in alignment with the voice of God, speaking with his voice. I absorbed that light energy within my being, which activated the light of my being, and I was in unison and harmony with the Father's desire. Being within the quantum moment, I engaged the dark cloud of mystery, released a frequency that drew the bench of competition. My whole being was energized with the light of covenant love, with which all objections just melted away like ice in a furnace. In that quanta, a moment of time, all time existed, and the months of fire and purifying refinement was now. I felt the whole process of transfiguration. Within that moment, there were three resplendent beings of light restored to their former glorious covenant. 1st of July. Son, I made you to be able to focus and not be distracted, so don't allow people to change you from our design to be like them. All of us must be comfortable with who we are. That doesn't mean that we're perfect, but we must identify with our redemptive gift, our redemptive purpose, and the way God made us. And we're all uniquely and wonderfully made. Yes, we might have been messed up by this world, but we can be restored and made whole. That does not mean clones. We don't have to be like someone else. We just have to discover and find and be comfortable with who he created us to be. Your primary call is to the kingdom. All else is diversion. So keep focused on your mandate for the restoration of all things, as this is the goal of sonship, and that's for me. And sometimes we can get distracted by all the things that are going on around us and lose focus. Restored relationship begins restored identity, which brings restored position and restored function. As you are learning to function as a mature son, you will have many more mysteries of creation unveiled to you. Precepts, heart, spirit. And these are some of the things that God spoke about what I was going to have revealed. Now, I've engaged with the precepts of God. I've engaged with the statutes of God. I realize that the precepts are connected to the heart of God, and they connect to my spirit. The precepts are a spiritual connection. The statutes, the mind of God, love. Laws, voice, light. Ordinances, hand, fire. Remember that God is spirit, God is love, God is light, and God is fire. And these things are the connections. The precepts and the heart are spirit. The statutes and mind are love. The laws, voice, light are light. Ordinances are hand and fire. And that's how God outworks some of the things that he does. The cradle of life, the Father's garden, the chamber of creation and creation are not just places, but are more descriptions of our nature as spirit, love, light and fire. These places represent our heart's precepts, our mind's statutes and our voice's laws and our hand's ordinances that function within time. There is a deeper place to enter into that represents our union and oneness that is the eternal now, where I am that I am. So even though I've engaged with all those places, there is a deeper place that I can engage and we can all engage that represents the Father's Son Spirit union, and we can enter into that oneness of who they are, standing in the perichoresis of that. There are always three that become a fourth window, a wheel within a wheel within a wheel, just as the circle of the deep, so it is with all things that have been created, as they are a reflection of who we are. Three becoming four, three becoming four, three becoming four, because God always wants to open a portal, a window, a door for people to experience the three and then enter into that through the fourth. And we are effectively that fourth. That's why there are four faces of God: lion, ox, eagle, man. There is always a window that connects us to creation. You know, and I think it's so important that we embrace the reality of that. Son, the eternal now is a dimension of our being, our oneness, our pure essence that gives birth to our precepts, heart, and spirit, that in turn our statutes, mind, love, and our laws, light. There must be a window to creation that enables us to be experienced. That is our ordinances, our hand, fire. Son, the cradle of life is where our heart's desire become living spirit frequencies, and the Father's garden is where those frequencies form our thoughts that vibrate and are energized and become living love motivation. That life spirit carries our thoughts and they become living words of love, and within the chamber of creation they become living light, and as that light crosses the event horizon, it becomes our hand of living grace fire within the fabric of all things of creation. Son, there is always a fourth, a window that enables the three of our being to be experienced through our ordinances, our hand of fire, that connects us to the physical realm of creation. Son, walk with me. So we walked in Eden by the river of life. Now, I love this walk. I've walked this walk so many times. And it's just wonderful to walk with the Father, just as Adam must have walked with the Father in Eden and within his garden. And I was walking, we walked up by the river of life, went up waterfalls, walked by up to the tree of life, went to the throne of grace, which are another three representing our heart, mind, and voice. And so what these things were was, again, that fractal. What you see when you see the words heart, mind, voice, you see river of life, tree of life, throne of grace. Then we walked to the judgment seat, and I saw that the fire is the window of ordinances where the destiny is refined by God's hand. We continued walking to the great waterfall that cascades into the Father's garden. As we descended the falls, I could see as never before. I saw the golden mountain where the seasons of heaven and doors and windows and portals are administered by Metatron. I saw the pool where the golden chest of divine thoughts is found, and that the entrance to the eternal now, which I discovered years ago. I saw the golden gates that led to the cradle of life. Then I saw it. Behind the waterfall is the entrance to the chamber of creation. And that echoes and becomes the sound of many waters. The waterfall, the sound of many waters, where our voice enters the chamber of creation. I could see through the chamber to the event horizon, where it connected through the consuming fiery hand of God to creation. We were then within my spirit, seeing the river of life flow through my worship and choice gates to the garden of my heart, the dance floor, the soaking room, the bridal chamber, the three, which followed the same pattern of three becoming consummated in fourth, in the fourth. So again, even within us, we see these patterns that we are formed in the image and likeness of God, and how we function is how God functions. Son, we are, but have included man in us, so you can be, and our hand and fire is always fulfilled in creation. We are a consuming fire that keeps our living desires, thoughts, and words alive in the transfiguration of man by our hand. 2nd of July. Son, only the light of love can draw fallen creation, and that love must be genuine and have integrity. When you come into the realm of light within the dark cloud to see our face, you will absorb the light of love that we have for our creation. Son, you will begin to see what we see when we look at our creation with the eyes of a Father Creator. We see beauty even in the midst of outer darkness, as we see within the eyes of love's light for our creation. I went into the dark cloud, into the realm of perfection. Now, there are different dark clouds. And this is the dark cloud in the realm of perfection where you can see the Father's face. This is different from the dark cloud of mystery, the cloak of mystery, where you can engage the fallen ones. I went into that realm of perfection, drawn to the light, to absorb the light of truth. As I looked into the Father's face, I was able to focus on different facets of the manifoldness in regards to creation. It was a wonderful thing. I saw the beauty of the original intention in majestic splendor. I absorbed the frequency of that beautiful light. I entered the cradle of life to brood over the beauty of the fallen ones, focusing on the order of division that functions through producing mixture, compromise, lukewarmness that perverts the purity of oneness in the name of this false unity. Because there's division which is outer division, and there's division which is deceptive division. Because if you can create unity and think that people think they're in unity, but in actual fact they're divided, then it's false unity. And I needed to engage that. So as I brooded, I resonated with the Father's heart of love for those responsible, feeling and seeing the images of original intention. I saw the sound of many waters activate the chamber of creation, which amplified the sound of my groaning and excited the quantum lumens, the light beings, who began to form the reality of their restoration. The restoration of those causing false unity. So I went into the cloak of mystery, released the frequency of love's light that would draw those beings of false unity. They create a unity of compromise, joint belief, but not producing true oneness and union. Their minds are united, but their hearts are divided, and they in the illusion of unity with no oneness and union. And that is really important to see. This is something which is very deceptive. Not all that the enemy does is done in the openness. A lot of it's done underneath. So I drew them into the dark cloud, into that quanta moment, went through the process of releasing all the light of love that I had absorbed from the Father, forgiving and releasing them, reminding them of their previous position, offering restoration, answering every fear and objection with love's wisdom, wearing them down until that moment came when the scales of darkness and deception began to melt away and the beautiful light beings emerged. On behalf of the seven, I commissioned them to engage the church systems, to draw people out of the compromise, to connect with true union and oneness in true new order ecclesia. I released the frequency of love's light into the wilderness of the religious compromise to call the children of God to come out from under the false coverings of the Moses order, to cross over into their heavenly inheritance and true union. There's a lot of there out there which is calling to be unity, unity of streams, unity within streams. All of that is not reality. True reality is one people, one group of sons together. No separation, no division, no competition, no conflict and tribalism. 6th of July. Son, we do give warnings about negative future intentions. Now, I was talking to God about the prophecy that was released about this terrible stuff that was going to happen in the US and in the world. And I don't resonate with that at all, but people get caught up in it. So I wanted to ask the Father, what's going on? What is this? Is this real? Is it not real? Now, I knew deep down that it wasn't real, and because they didn't have the hallmark of love on it. But I wanted to know. So this is what the Father said. Son, we do give warnings about the negative future intentions to stir our sons into action. But our warnings are not our intention. They are not prophecies. See, a prophecy is prophesying something that God desires to take place. These are warnings of what God does not want to take place. But people are prophesying them into being by taking these things as prophetic words from God and applying them and saying this is what's going to take place. Many prophesy from their own fear for the future based on their own eschatological views. These latest prophecies are of that category, based on in a bit of truth, but grossly exaggerated. Son, as you know, you're in a shift where the world systems are being shaken and challenged, and this will continue until there are none of the DIY tree-inspired structures left. The kingdom will fill the earth, so everything not of the kingdom will have to be removed, so constant change will always be something that is occurring. Our sons are rising to be seated in the authority, in to legislate the processes that transition from earthly to heavenly. We do not author fear to produce change. That is not our way. But we will cast out fear to demonstrate the power of love. Perfect love casts out fear. So do not get caught up in these fear-producing prophecies. They are not true. But they can become true for you because you get caught up in the fear of the future and you don't embrace the reality of your destiny. And you miss producing your destiny because of fear of the future. Son, do not just dismiss the so-called prophecies, but use them to highlight wrong theology and motivate our sons to act decisively. So normally I just dismiss this stuff. It's just, oh, here's another one. But actually, sometimes you need to focus. And I used the mentoring groups with when these questions came up to actually highlight the wrong theology that was behind these things and to motivate the sons of God to operate and bring love and to stop the fear being produced and replicated. Do not get caught up and embroiled in the political and religious spirits' activities, or let them take your focus off the real focus, which is the agenda of globalization. In these times of insecurity, bring words of hope and encouragement to inspire our children to aspire to a better future. Son, there will be no Third World War or American Civil War, nor will the earth be destroyed by fire or water, but there are changes and challenges ahead that we are equipping our sons to embrace, face, and navigate through. Son, the future is bright with the amazing possibilities for the light of love to shine in and overcome darkness. Whoever wins, whatever election, we are enthroned far above all earthly authority and we are sovereign within the eternal now. Son, help our children to see that there is nothing to be gained from the political and religious spirit that is behind most of the great fear-inducing prophecies that do the rounds on social media. Keep focused on mobilizing global thinking ecclesia to legislate from rest, for rest, filled with love, joy, and peace in their spheres of influence. Son, you are peacemakers, so keep the peace and deal with warmonger in love, but be careful to avoid the competition that creates conflict. So again, a lot of these experiences are, I'm just giving you as examples to show there's a process, there's a journey. I didn't know these things when I began, but I began to embrace and do what I knew. And then what I knew increased as God unveiled and revealed and showed me his heart and showed me his process and enabled me to cooperate in that process and outwork that process. And all of us are on a journey. You may listen to or look at what I'm saying and think, that's weird, that's just fantasy. Well, it feels like fantasy, but then read the Bible. A lot of that feels like fantasy also when you read Ezekiel's prophecies and things that are seen. It's like just because something is outside of our norm does not make it wrong. Now, I'm not saying that you need to believe me. What I'm saying is go back to God and ask him. Ask him about prophecies. Don't just receive them and let them bring fear into you. Ask him about what's going on. Ask him about your part. Ask him about the restoration of all things. Ask him about the oracles of his heart so that you can carry his heart for creation as a son and be revealed in the light of truth, that you can arise, shine, that you can let your light radiate out into creation, that you can engage the elementals of creation, that you can do your part, whatever that part is, in God's amazing love mission to restore all things back to his original intention and purpose. Embrace it. Embrace the truth. Embrace the love. Live in unconditional love. Be filled with joy and overflowing with peace. I'd encourage you to embrace that rest. Don't strive. Don't struggle. See that we're coming into an awakening of love and an awakening of consciousness to who God really is. That we're going to see all these religious, political spirit versions that have twisted and perverted the nature of God removed as God reveals himself in limitless grace and mercy and unconditional love to a world desperate for love. looking for love in all the wrong places, getting messed up and damaged by that search for love. We need to show them the reality of what love is so they can fully embrace love, be restored, made whole, and become part of the process of the restoration of all things. So I'm just going to finish again with a little activation, just encouraging you to embrace I am, that I am, and experience that love. So I encourage you just to close your eyes. Again, just begin to slow down your breathing. Begin to think about the name of God and being within his name, being refreshed by his breath, breathing in and breathing out slowly, breathing in his name, breathing out his name. Just come to that place of being within Yod Heh Vav Heh and Yod Heh Vav Heh being within you. Open that first love gate and let love, joy and peace like a mighty river flow out of heaven, flow into your spirit, filling you, overflowing, that a torrent of love, joy and peace floods through your soul, bringing your mind, emotions, will, conscience, choice, imagination to that place of rest, of peace. Let that fill your body. Let it flow into your energy gates, activating the energy, the balance of spirit and soul within the body to bring you into oneness and wholeness and peace. Living in shalom. Just rest in that place and allow the Father's words, the words of perichoresis, Father, Son, and Spirit, to surround you, to overflow you, to fill you, to bring you into that place of deeper rest. Ask the Father to take you into the places that I've described to show you the process of creation so you can be a creative son. Just let the frequency of love just come over you. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. Just let that love fill you, flow through you, produce an atmosphere around you. I am love, and love is I am. I am love, and love is I am. Be still and know that I am is love. Be still and know that I am is love. Be still and know that I am is love. Be still and know that I am is love. Know that you are in I am and I am is in you. Be still and know that I am joy. 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 Be filled with joy. Let joy fill you, overflow you, flow through you, creating an atmosphere of love and joy around you. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be. Let peace fill you, flow through you, bringing you into deep shalom, flowing from your spirit, soul, body, activating an energy field of peace around you, living in love, joy, and peace. Rest. At rest within I am that I am, knowing who you are, knowing that love is who I am and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. Now just feel that love. Feel the motive of the Father's heart. Feel his thoughts about you. Let that move you to action. I am that I am and I change not. I am that I am and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. So live loved, love living, live loving, rest. Live in the reality of immortality, your inheritance as a son of God, and rest. Let perfect love cast out all fear. Rest in his love, in the oracles of his heart. Feel his passion, his burning desire, his intense joy, his deep compassion, his overwhelming love, in union and blessing. Live in union and blessing, at rest, in love.